What up, though? It's your boy CB. That's Chilby, and this is the Chill Bravado Podcast, where we bring you a series called Laker 82-16, and that's where we cover the grind of 82-game long season, where it takes 16 wins to get the chip in the end, and the Los Angeles Lakers that came after the All-Star break and laid a dud for us against the Golden State Warriors. You smack around the Spurs, and then you go and basically give it all up in the first quarter and chase your tail the remainder of that game. Where do we sit as Laker fans? Where do we sit as Laker Nation? Are we frustrated to the point where we're just ready to throw the whole season away? Are we still looking and saying, there's games to be played? I will give you my thoughts, my frustrations, and my view of it. All that and a little bit more next. What up, though? It's your boy CBS. We're back and we're here after the All-Star break. We had a couple games to get our feet wet, get settled back in, and I feel like it's been an up and down, mostly down type of situation that we have faced since coming back from the All-Star break. I felt like we left on a high. We were on a winning streak. We felt good. You know, we had won three in a row. We beat the Pelicans. We beat the Pistons. We beat the Jazz. We're feeling good. Then, right after the All-Star game ends, we get the notification that LBJ will be out against the Warriors. And I feel like that took the wind, you know, out from under my sail. It took the air out of my gut. It wasn't fun to hear that. And then right after that, you get the word that Christian Wood will miss 2 weeks because of knee swelling, and he would miss the 2 weeks, but then be reevaluated at the end of the 2 weeks to see if he'll be ready to, you know, ramp up and start back up. So he's not coming back in 2 weeks. He's being reevaluated in 2 weeks. Now, we got Max Christie back from his injury, but we continue to see no Cam Reddish. They say he's running. They say he's not there yet. Okay. So we have no Vando. Let's get it right. No Vando. No Cam Reddish. Of course, no Gabe Vincent. And now we add on no Christian Wood. And to top it all off, no LBJ, to go into that game against the Golden State Warriors. And you're kind of thinking to yourself, man, like in a series, playoff, you know, playoff series, I still say we beat the Warriors in fully healthy. But during the regular season, I feel like the Warriors can beat us whether we're fully healthy or we're not. And going into this game with no C. Wood, no LeBron James, no Vando, no Cam. We haven't had Gabe all year, so we, you know, I'm not really, you know, shocked to hear that he's not where he's at. I just knew we were done, man. I was like, this is going to be probably a tough game to win because now we're forced to play small ball. We're forced to play what they want to do. Like, we are one of the few teams that we don't care if they go small, like when we're fully healthy. We don't care that they run, you know, green out there and play the center and all this stuff. LeBron James would kind of neutralize one of Wiggins or Kuminga, and he would, you know, pretty much put them in a position where they're going to have pressure them all night, where they got to work on both ends. And we take that away when LBJ's out the game. And C. Wood, as much as he's played his up and down minutes, against a team like this, you value his length and his ability to, you know, once again, add another big body on the floor that kind of has, you know, the versatility to shoot the three at times, to finish at the rim, you know, be a guy who just gives you a problem with his length to go along with Anthony Davis, to go along with Jackson Hayes. No Vando, a guy who we know is going to be a pest, and he's a guy who I'm going to continue to say that the offensive rebounding and the lack of size and just playing Torian Prince more and more, it shows that we really miss him with the miscellaneous things on the basketball court, the hustle plays, the extra possessions, the tap outs, the forced turnovers, the ability to read passing lanes. He's not going to be a guy that's going to shut down a guard step or nothing, but he's a guy who you definitely know is going to muck up the game in a way that keeps them from having control and full rhythm, you know. But we were forced to play small. You know, Steph kept them in the game early. You know, they were not really hitting anything early. They wasn't doing anything. But Steph was playing, already lights out. And he's not like most guys where you say, oh, he's hitting a couple shots early. No, he can do that the whole game. Like, let's keep that clear. Like, We know if Steph gets hot, it's not going to turn off. You know, it's hard to turn his water off once he's got flowing. You know, it's kind of how it goes with him. The young Davis kid, one of the Davis brothers' sons, just we have a lack of size, and guys who are playing out of position don't really know the reads, and he's just eating them up with putbacks and sucker chance points and dives to the rim, and you're gonna see that the Warriors were eating off that, and now they got the inside game going as well as the outside game going. Let's add in that D'Lo and AR were met with ball pressure from like Wiggins and Kuminga. Without LeBron James there, you don't have any help on the ball handling. Spencer Dinwiddie, you know, he adds a little bit of that, but they're not all three going to play at the same time, are they, Darvin, huh? Not the three-guard line, you know, lineup. Oh, no. Did we see it? Yes, we seen it. Which, I mean, we had to, just with the lack of rotational players with size. And plus, I think it's going to be a thing we got to try out. Unfortunately, we have to do it now when we really need games. But I did like what Golden State was doing and what they've done before. They've put pressure on D'Lo with Wiggins and these guys. And they want to make it tough because you notice who they target. Like, everybody loves Reeves. Everybody loves Reeves, right? Yeah. Reeves. I get it. But if you look, they were putting pressure on D'Lo because they know we can't let him get started. Because if he gets started, then we have to, that's a problem. We have to deal with that. So I applaud the Warriors for doing that. With the absence of LBJ, you go ahead and put pressure on. You go ahead and plan to put pressure on D'Lo, who he still had 18. You know, he still had 18 and 9. But it felt like it was just, you know, it didn't feel like a D'Lo type of game. So they kept him at bay. Rui Hachimura in these type of games with the Warriors, it's easier to play him off the court defensively because he's a guy who has straight line speed. When the ball is turned over and you're running down the court and you have him running on one wing and, you know, LBJ's in the middle or AR, whoever has got the ball, Rui's foot, he's a big guy for, you know, nice size and he's pretty fast straight line. But the ability that the Warriors have to make him move his feet and have to chase over these moving screens, over these screens set by Draymond and Looney, it makes it tough. It makes it tough for a guy like him to stay on the court consistently. I mean, he played, but you could tell it just wasn't comfortable for him. You know, Reeves, you know, he had 11 shots, you know, 2 threes, 16 points. You know, Davis had his way with 27 and 15, but then you just look and you're like, dang, but how does the Warriors still out-rebound us? And they have 15 offensive rebounds because we're playing small. No LBJ. And it just kind of, you know, it kind of looked bad. You knew it was over. In the second quarter, at the end of that second quarter before we went to half, they pushed their lead up and had a nice run there. And at that moment, I said, we just don't have enough firepower and enough. You know, we just don't have enough to kind of fight back in this unless Golden State just starts turning the ball over. I was texting JR. Unless they start turning the ball over like they normally do and they miss a couple of these shots, we're not getting back in this, man. It's just we just don't have that. And, you know, my wife always says, well, you giving up early? No, I'm stating the obvious. And, like, one thing I'm not, like, delusional. Like, I mean, even when I get into the Suns game, I'll tell you when I knew. I was like, oh, you know, this is kind of easy. But what the Golden State Warriors hunting amidst matches with Wiggins and Kuminga, if they had D'Lo, Spencer, AR on them, they were getting them on the block. And they were pretty much going to work, making things happen. With Curry having the type of time he was having, with Davis giving in his minutes, it was definitely a Golden State Warriors type of game. Injuries took the excitement away from me from this game already. It frustrated others, the fans and all that. And Draymond Green's back talking, so that means the Golden State Warriors must be doing something right and they're winning. And with the Spurs, Wimby was fun. The Spurs are bad. Pop is tanking. I'm sorry, you don't play him the first 5 minutes. He has 13 points, so you take him out, and then we go get the double-digit lead. Yeah. LBJ and AD was solid. The rebound concerns were continuing through this game, and when we get back into it, we'll talk about this Suns game and what I seen on this Sunday. When we have national televised games at 3:30 Eastern time, I already knew it was going to be rough. It's just, I don't know what's wrong with these West Coast teams in early games. But we'll talk about that in the games we got coming up next. We are back. I want to thank you for tuning in and listening to the Chill Bravado podcast on all different platforms that you find podcasts. Yeah, man, come tap in with the Laker 82-16 series I got going on. I guess I have to talk about the Falcons eventually. So we're going to fuck around and find out what quarterback will they choose. Who knows? Who will stay? I'm hearing about cap cut casualties. I mean, why did I hear a couple big names that might be cut for saving money. I'm scared of that, but we'll get into that later. I'm just not in the mood to talk football right now. We have plenty of time to talk about it after the combine and all those things. But then don't forget, if you want to hear all things sports, go hear my boy JR with the All Things Sports podcast, where he covers the world of sports, and he does it so well. And MLB spring, you know, spring games, kicking off training, you know, Yankees playing here and there. He'll give you all the signings and the updates and that. He'll give you his you know, power rankings. You know, those are things I don't do. So when I want to hear my MLB stuff, I go to JR. When I want to hear power rankings and MVP race talk, I go to JR. When I want to hear all things sports and the stat guy that I love to hear, I go to JR. So go check him out, man. And let's get back into it, because he loves a guy named KD. But I really don't like the team he plays for. I really don't like the Suns. I don't like them. And it's not because of KD. It's because of Devin Booker. Oh, the whininess, I mean, sniper he is. He whines and he complains. They have Grayson Allen, who's a dookie. That drives me crazy. And then not only did I not like this team, I did not like this game, because I'm looking at it and I'm watching. I'm like, Nurkic is starting off this way. Bobo, Russell, Neal, Allen. Let's get into the stats. All right. Durant, 7 for 20? 2 for 8? You will take that. He had 22 points, of course, but if he shoots 7 for 20, he's not having a good game. I was watching Durant. I was like, ugh. I was like, man, you're turning the ball over. You're dribbling too much. But he's still going to score. But, okay, Devin Booker, you know, 8 for 18, 1 for 4? Ugh, he's at 21 points. Yeah, both, you know, him and Durant having 3 turnovers. Booker trying to play defense and looked funny, you know. He tries when he's winning, you know, and we give him credit. But here's what I don't like. Nurkic, 18 points, 22 rebounds, 7 assists. Yuck. Ooh. How, and that just drives me crazy, because then you got the group coming out saying, oh, he outplayed Anthony Davis. Yeah, Anthony Davis is going to have to, you know, defend. You know, he's going to have to protect the rim, has to do the rebounding. Man, he outplayed Anthony Davis, because all he had to do was sit his big butt down there and wait for AD to go chase a block, because, you know, somebody got beat on a rotation, and then he just got to clean it up. Or he just rams into AD and knocks him back and, you know, shuffles his feet, you know, and he just kind of used, he did use his body and get the best of AD on some of those plays. But I mean, that's what he's supposed to do. But we normally play him off the court. Just couldn't do it this time. He was having a good game early. Oh, Russell Neal. Okay. What does he do? He just hit 7 shots, 7 for 12, but guess what? 6 of them are 3-pointers. He's 6 for 10 from the 3-point line and scores 20 points. Also has 10 rebounds. Yeah. Yeah. 10. Okay. Well, let's keep going. Grayson Allen. Oh, he only had 8 shots, you know, 8 for 17, but 6 of them, yeah, that's right, were 3-pointers. Yeah, he's 6 for 12. He had 24 points. Well, I mean, who we leaving out? That's all the starters. There you go. All the starters. Oh, then they're added off. We get old, I call it mugshot bowl bowl, because that's a face only a mugshot can love. Bowl bowl, in his limited minutes, actually played 24 minutes. He had 11 points, and, you know, it didn't really, you know, it was just his length. Just watching him out there look good against your team, where you see he rarely gets minutes. I don't like when guys who don't play that much, they come out and all of a sudden have a game. You hear me? Now watch Royce O'Neal go out and stank it up for the next 3 games, and they probably gonna lose 2 of them. And I'm gonna be rolling my eyes when I watch, because I watched Golden State lose to Denver the same night. And I rolled my eyes because, of course, they had the lead and blew it. Oh, but they couldn't have done that against the Lakers. Yeah. And what they play against the Wizards tonight, you know, today is Tuesday, and they play against the Wizards Tuesday the 27th, and they'll probably go ahead and win that game, and they'll probably flip back into the ninth spot and put the Lakers back in the 10th spot where we are sitting at currently. Right now we're 9, but I'm pretty sure they're going to beat the Wizards, unless Jordan Poole has a revenge game or Draymond, you know, does his thing, whatever. But KD talking slick to AR was annoying. Booker still a crybaby. But in all seriousness, the 45 points in the first quarter, that was pretty much it. The early game struggles came back for the Lakers. It was just, I was like, once again, we do not have the firepower to be fighting this, you know. The 3-pointers were kind of legit, man. Like, they had 17 and we had 15. But you know what? You know what helped them? The free throw discrepancy. They had 18 for 19. We had 4 of 8. It was kind of a sad game. You know, we really didn't look engaged in the first quarter. They had 51 rebounds to our 34, 14 of them offensively. So second chance points killed us. Our own mishaps killed us. You know, it was just a bad looking game. They had more turnovers than us. So it amazes me how this worked out, man. Like, that first quarter was really it. Like, they scored 45. Then the second quarter, we scored 35. They scored 27. The third quarter, we scored 27. They scored 23. The fourth quarter, of course, you know, we made a push, but then at the end, they pulled away enough and they scored 28. We scored 23. But if you look at that first quarter, 45 to 28. Yeah, that type of game. If you look at the Lakers score, Anthony Davis had 22 and 14. He only had like 4 shots or 4 points in the first half. You know, they got to point that out. D'Angelo Russell, who played well, and he had 20 and 7 assists. 4 for 8 from the 3-point line. Can't ask for more. LeBron, he done his thing. You know, too bad we can get it early. He's kind of a guy who, works his way in the game. He had 28, 7, and 12. Austin Reeves could have had a better game. It wasn't really great. It was 14, 4, and 4. Rui had 13 and 4. Prince played a minute more than he did, even though Rui started. Prince played 27 minutes. Rui played 26. Doesn't make sense. Jackson Hayes, when they went to Bobo, Nurkic, and KD, I'm looking like, why are we still playing so small? You know, Jackson Hayes had 6 minutes. Max Christensen was a way better rebounder than those other guards. Had 5 minutes. I know he's coming back off ankle injury, but hey, what do I know? Darvin Ham's the guy. Darvin Ham was kind of questioning the officiating early. So I already know we're complaining about officiating, but we in trouble. You know, that's kind of how I was looking. We're begging for something. But it doesn't get easier, folks. That's right, because on Wednesday, we play a, quote, air quote, road game against the Clippers. And we know how they are. We play against the Clippers. Then we play against the Wizards on Thursday. Good old back-to-back. So a trap game, that is. Then we turn around on March 2nd and play against the Nuggets. Oh, then on March 4th, we play against the Thunder. Oh, then on March 6th, we play against the Kings. Oh, March 8th, we play against the Bucks. Oh, March 10th, we play against the T-Wolves. Oh, March 13th, we play against the Kings again. And then let's go ahead and cap it off and say we play March 16th against the Golden State Warriors. And my friend, that right there just might be your season. It'll let you know if you're going to be in the play-in 7 and 8, play-in 9 and 10, or if you're still fighting, scraping uphill to get back into the play-in. Or maybe it can help you get closer to 6. We don't know what this team's going to do. But I can tell you right now, that is a gauntlet and brutal schedule. And I don't really talk about the schedule much sometimes. But my gosh, Lord have mercy. Clippers, Wizards, Nuggets, Thunders, Kings, Bucks, T-Wolves, Kings, Warriors. Man, I'm telling you, man, the fake basketball guys are not kind. But we're going to ride this grind out, man. Laker 82-16. I mean, what else we got to say? Fans, you should be frustrated. We should be losing a little bit of confidence in this team until they reveal themselves to give us hope again. Me, I'm still staying even keel because the games must be played. So here we are. We are where we are. That's all I'm going to say to you. We are where we are. It is what it is. We're sitting at 31-28. The Western Conference this year is not giving us any help. The teams that we need to lose are not losing, okay? And they are coming out and they're playing well. We're sitting currently at the 9th seed still. Warriors at the 10th. If they beat the Warriors, they'll flip back in front of us. The Mavericks are sitting above us right now currently, but they're 3 games ahead of us. The Kings are 3 games ahead of us. The Pelicans are 3.5 games, and the Suns are 3.5 games ahead of us. So right now, the sixth spot is looking very, very unrealistic. But it's okay. Let's just see what happens. Let's see if we can come back healthy. Let's see if we can get good news on Vandal. Let's see if we can get good news on Gabe. Let's see if Cam can come back in a minute. Let's see if we'll get good news in 2 weeks. But we're running out of just bodies, okay? We're not going to be able, we don't have the firepower to shoot with these guys because a 3-point shot covers a multitude of basketball sins. You know, we don't have the dynamic athletes at the guard position to be able to go downhill and help LeBron and AD, you know, get to the free throw line at will. We don't have those. Dinwiddie, I feel like, can be that, but he's still feeling his way out. People are really out here mad at Dinwiddie. Like, trust me, Dinwiddie's not a guy I'm blaming for why we're playing what we're playing. He just got here. These problems were here before he got here. But I do hope my guy Vandal gets good news. I would like to see if Gabe Vincent has anything to offer. And if he comes back and is healthy, we can quote treat that like it's a, you know, a added addition to this team, kind of like Spencer. But man, we're running out of bodies. We're running out of guys making excuses, and we're just running out of just opportunities to climb ourselves back up. Let's see what happens. I don't know. It's your boy CB, this Chill B, and this is the Chill Bravado Podcast, Laker 8216. You guys enjoy the rest of your day or your night or your morning. Talk to you guys next time.